Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, embracing Jesus as King. Today is Palm Sunday, and we're going to reflect on the pivotal moment when Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphantly. Palm Sunday holds profound significance as it sets the stage for Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross. Let's delve into Scripture to glean insights from this momentous occasion and understand how it transforms our lives today. Recognizing Jesus as the promised Messiah. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. The prophecy of Zechariah foretells the triumphant entry of the Messiah into Jerusalem, fulfilling God's promise of deliverance and salvation for his people. Jesus, in his humility, rode on a donkey, symbolizing peace and humility rather than a conquering king on a horse. Psalm 119 verses 25 and 26. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. In these verses, the psalmist expresses a heartfelt plea for salvation and success, followed by a proclamation of blessing upon the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's unpack the significance of these verses. The psalmist begins with a fervent prayer for deliverance and prosperity, acknowledging their dependence on the Lord for salvation and victory. This prayer reflects a deep trust in God's power to intervene and bring about favorable outcomes in challenging situations. It reveals the psalmist's recognition of God's sovereignty and willingness to respond to the cries of his people. The phrase, "Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord," is particularly noteworthy. It's a prophetic declaration that finds fulfillment in Jesus Christ, who was welcomed into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna during his triumphal entry. Matthew chapter 21 verse 9. The crowds that went on ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Hosanna. The people welcomed Jesus with adoration and praise because they recognized him as the fulfillment of prophecy. The promised Messiah, the one descended from the line of David. Their shouts affirmed Jesus' identity as the long-awaited King who would bring salvation to God's people. Jesus was and is the promised Messiah, the one who came in the name of the Lord to bring salvation and deliverance to his people. As Christians, we can also echo the psalmist's prayer for salvation and success in our lives, knowing that our ultimate deliverance comes through Jesus Christ. We can trust in his name and his power to bring about victory in our circumstances. We're called to bless and honour Jesus as the one who comes in the name of the Lord, acknowledging his lordship and authority over our lives. Here we see a powerful expression of faith and dependence on God for salvation and success. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's promises and the source of our ultimate blessing and deliverance. It was Billy Graham who said, "Jesus wasn't just fulfilling prophecy, he was declaring his identity. He is the promised Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Embracing Jesus' humility and servanthood. Matthew chapter 21 verse 5. "Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt." Jesus' choice to enter Jerusalem on a humble donkey symbolized his servant-hearted nature and the kingdom he came to establish, one characterized by humility, compassion, and sacrificial love. Despite being the King of Kings, Jesus chose humility over pomp and circumstance, teaching us the value of servant leadership. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8 remind us, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross." Here in Philippians chapter 2, Paul exhorts believers to have the same attitude as Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death on a cross. In Mark chapter 10 verse 45, Jesus declared, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The author and speaker John C. Maxwell said, "True greatness is not measured by the number of servants you have, but by the number of people you serve." Responding with wholehearted worship and surrender. Matthew chapter 21 verses 15 and 16. "But when the leading priests and the teachers of religious law saw the wonderful things he did and heard the children shouting in the temple, 'Praise God for the Son of David,' they were indignant. They asked Jesus, 'Do you hear what these children are saying?' 'Yes,' Jesus replied, 'haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give you praise.'" Jesus quoted the words of Psalm 8 verse 2, "You have taught children and infants to give you praise, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you." The children's uninhibited worship of Jesus infuriated the religious leaders, but Jesus affirmed their praise, highlighting the purity and authenticity of their worship. Their response challenges us to worship Jesus with a childlike faith, wholeheartedly surrendering ourselves to him as our King and our Saviour. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." The Apostle Paul urges us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, as an act of spiritual worship. Louis Giglio said, "Worship is when we give God his breath back." As we reflect on the events of Palm Sunday, may we recognize Jesus as our promised Messiah, embrace his humility and servanthood, and let us respond with wholehearted worship and surrender. Let us carry the spirit of Palm Sunday throughout our lives, proclaiming Jesus as King in every aspect of our being. Today, let's recommit ourselves to honouring Jesus as our King and following his example of humility and servanthood. May our worship be genuine and heartfelt, reflecting the childlike faith that delights the heart of our Saviour. This week, think about the significance of Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection, and allow his transformative truth to renew your heart and mind. May we live as ambassadors of his kingdom, proclaiming his reign and sharing his love with the world.